In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Give us a mighty visitation tonight, O God. You to just pray one prayer before you sit down. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I insist that your power will fall upon me tonight and you will give me a dramatic visitation. Go ahead and pray. Lord, I insist. I make a demand in the spirit. I make a demand. Please make sure you pray. Families have come, people have come from everywhere. Let it not look like God is a deceiver. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain.
Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing hearts is what we've come to do. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing hearts is what we've come to do. In your name, we will rise. Adonai, you reign on high. It's in your name, we will rise. Adonai, yeah.
voices.
We will rise.
We will rise.
Sing it to him.
In your name.
That we will rise, Adonai,
you reign on high.
It's in your name we will rise tonight, Adonai. Your name, that the sick will be healed tonight. Adonai, you reign on high. It's in your name that the bound will be free. Adonai.
Lord, give us a dramatic visitation tonight. Let your people experience your glory in a new dimension. Lord, we know you will do a mighty work in this place tonight. And our hearts are open. Open to be changed. Open to be transformed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please sit down if you can. I want you to be very sensitive to what the Lord is going to be doing. And believe me when I tell you that your distance is not a limitation. You may be in here, the first overflow, the second overflow, outside there, it really doesn't matter. The Bible says, he that cometh unto him must believe. That's all you need, to believe that he can reward you. Your coming is already a sign that you believe. If you didn't believe, you would not be here. It doesn't matter how you drag yourself. You had a choice. Your coming is already a statement. Leave the rest to God. Hallelujah. I'm amazed at how much people desire the touch of God in their lives. You know, we live in a society where people have tremendous abilities to endure pain. They have tremendous ability to go through painful experiences. And for the sake of not looking strange, they can endure it. And there must be a platform that is able to minister to the needs of people. Otherwise, every time they pick up their Bibles and study and see the words of Jesus written, they are left with no choice than to believe that someone is lying somewhere. Are we together now? I've been obsessed with the ministry of demonstrating the reality of every truth we read here. It's one thing to know God said it, brothers and sisters, but it's another thing to have a testimony in your life. There is no message that is more convincing to a believer than a personal testimony. That will answer any question and any controversy. It's one thing to clap and say, wow, see what God is doing with others. But brothers and sisters, when God visits you, you become an epistle of his love. You become an epistle of his faithfulness. I said it last week and I think I should start on that wise. There are churches and ministries that build the body of Christ, bless people, empower people, doing great jobs for the kingdom, and we really honor God for that. But I submit to you that what you are experiencing this night is not just one of those religious activities. Whenever you come into a place, it's not just important for you to be positioned to receive alone. You must study the operation of the Spirit within that environment. Are we together now? You must ask questions. What is God's track record as far as His dealings with these people is concerned? For instance, if you brought somebody with cancer or someone with HIV, it's not just enough to blindly come and say you came to meet a man of God. Is there a track record of God's faithfulness in that respect? Are we together now? While we do not limit God to the experiences of yesterday, He can open us up to new things we've never seen. But there must be a testament that our faith can hinge upon. Brothers and sisters, this place is a place of encounter. I've told us again and again. This is the mountain of the Lord's house. I only pray that one day God will open our eyes to see the profound angelic activities that happen here. There are more angels in this place than 1,000 of us put together. They respond to His word. Pastor Alpha shared something that blessed me so much profoundly. It's not just taking actions, it's a response to the word of the Lord. That's what brings the miracles. You can do what you know to do every day, but were you doing it at His word? That's what produces the miracles. Hallelujah. There are so many people who have traveled from far, end to end of this nation, whole families around, people enduring the cold inside and outside. Do you think God is so stupid to gather people and just come and waste their time? I made a vow unto God that I will never waste the time of God's people. That's why when you come in from the beginning of the prayers, you see that we are very, very serious. Because there are people whose medical reports here is a matter of life and death. That's why I told you, people may just keep quiet and be watching and you think they are alright until you see the reports they brought. There are things money cannot do. There are things sympathy cannot do. People need the power of God. I believe in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Believe me, without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we are noisemakers. We can talk and tell you God will do this and raise your expectations and disappoint you.
Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over.
I sang that song because that's someone's desire in this place. There are people who did not just come for miracles. There are people who are tired of where they are spiritually. Maybe presidents or fellowships, pastors in different churches who are coming to say, Lord, I can't fake it. You know, let me tell you something about your spiritual journey. For a long time, you can pretend what you are not, but it will eventually show. A man can pretend he's anointed. You can pray, pretend you're a man of prayer. You can pretend you have intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Time is a revealer of truth. Are we together now? I'm sure there are people who have come before the throne. You've left your church. You've left your fellowship. I told you that this place is a place of renewal and restoration. There must be a prophetic platform like this in every city where even the great can come and drink from. It's a tragedy when as a leader you do not have any source of spiritual supply that strengthens you yourself. Are we together now? There are pastors and leaders here, family people who have been strained from the
the reality of their activities. But you need a place where you can draw strength and get renewal. That's why I sang that song. There are people here tonight who have been under bondages. Bondages. I've said it again and I will say it unapologetically. Anyone that tells you to ignore the reality of bondages upon the life of people has deceived you. Are we together? When God opens your eyes, brothers and sisters, and you see the degree and the dimension of bondage that are upon people, I want you to make no mistakes. You see the thousands of people gathered here? They are not just gathered to stare at a man. People are coming to ask questions and say, Lord, is this how we will continue? There are families, you know, and we pastors have very interesting way of forcing people to lie. We just look at people and say, what's wrong with you? And they say, oh, we're okay. Say, I hope you're okay. Say, yes. But there's a little problem. Say, forget about that. Just say you are okay. Look, faith is not foolishness. The end of faith is a manifestation. Are we together? There are people seated here who are, you love God, you are born again. But there are all kinds of oppressions that need the hand of God. This is why God anoints people and places and makes them centers for liberation. Where you can step in with your burden and say, Lord, what is the issue? What is the issue with my life? Inexplainable delays. Inexplainable setbacks. Mysterious things around our lives that we cannot explain. I pray that God will give someone an answer tonight. There are people who are at the verge of making mistakes, making decisions that can cause them cycles of pain. And God has brought them so that they will hear the word of the Lord that will give them direction. There are pastors, there are ministries who are about to make costly mistakes. And this is where the word of the Lord comes to you. There are people here who have zeal, but there is no grace. They have the passion to win souls. They have the passion to see lives changed. But it takes more than passion. There is an empowerment from the Spirit that must come upon your life. May you find it tonight. In the name of Jesus. There are people who need restoration. Please hear me. The brother who was sharing, right, started his educational pursuit 2006. And this is 2016, 10 years. Ordinarily speaking, you know that that person has lagged behind drastically. My goodness, but there is a mystery in the spirit. That, listen, there is a difference between restoration and progress. When the limitation holding you is lifted, that's, you just continue moving from where you are, but you will never catch up. Restoration is where God picks you. You don't move. He picks you and drops you where you would have been. So if a woman is supposed to have had 3 children, and for whatever reason she's been delayed, and God gives her 3 plagues, that's not a breakthrough, that's a restoration. Are we together now? But you must discern where you are. Jacob said the Lord was in this place, and I knew him not. This is not a cinema hall. You don't watch film here. Are we together now? Even those outside, I know that you are focusing on the projectors, but I want you to know that the anointing of the Spirit can change your life. Brothers and sisters, I told us last week, for those who were here, that human beings have prophetic implications and atmospheres. You can come into, everybody flows with the spiritual reality that is dealing with God provides. Are we together now? When you come under the influence of certain graces, possibilities that would not have happened in your life suddenly can happen because you are under an influence. You can tap into a man's fellowship with God and receive results from it. Are we together? So don't let the devil tell you, I prayed and fasted. We fasted as a family. And so you come and say, well, let's come and see what God will do. Be careful. You don't know the encounters that are producing this meeting. You must come to God believing. Don't come and say, agree with me. No. God is not trying to agree with you. He wants to give you results. He wants to change your life. There is no sickness in this place that cannot be healed. Believe me. You cannot take that pain and go back with it. No, even if it is just one side of your head, insist it leaves. Anything you tolerate will never leave you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't say mine is just headache. At least I'm grateful I've not gone to the hospital. Is it necessary? Mine is just that my hair used to fall. Mine is just that I have bad luck. Wait till you see how far that bad luck can go. While I was preparing for this meeting, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, please visit everyone to the minutest of the needs. I told you the greatest way of convincing you is to give you a personal testimony. Not just your neighbor's testimony, a personal testimony. That you can say, I traveled from Ibadan to this place and I left back with an anointing. A strange grace. I went back to my church and I cannot even explain what is happening. One song of worship and the sick are getting healed. Sinners running by themselves. I went back to my shop with an anointing and it's like they charm the customers. What in the world is happening? I went back to my place of work and even those who used to work against me now are mysteriously favoring me. Brothers and sisters, the greatest weapon of publicity to any church is results. Undeniable results. It will do what posters cannot do. It will do what handbills cannot do. Jesus gathered us here tonight so that he will give us testimonies. Jesus gathered us, including you, so that you will have something to hold on to personally. Please insist it must be personal. We are not talking corporate breakthrough now. Right? That, Lord, I came with a hunger. I came with a desperation. In case you were invited and you just came carelessly, I'm giving you reasons to rethink and have an expectation. Believe God. Believe God to step in and change your situation. It's called a miracle service. It's not a suggestion service. It's not a counseling service. A miracle is a supernatural intervention of God in a man's life to produce results that would otherwise not have been produced. You hear the testimonies of people here. You must insist that it must be yours today. There are many demon spirits that stand in the way and the destinies of people. Please listen to me. There are families seated here. You think some of you came to report your stubborn sons or stubborn daughters or husband or wife, but you do not know that masquerading through all those myriads of problems are the presence of demonic influences that rejoice over the downfall of families. They have no respect for intellect. You can be whatever you are. They have no respect for age and gender. A woman brought one of her young boys, I think some years ago, and she brought the boy. This boy steals, but the issue is not the stealing, it's how he steals. No matter what you hide, no matter where it is, you know how word of knowledge works. That's how, yes, a little boy, he must just move by that spirit and he will know where it is and pick it up and go. And so they tried flogging him. They did all kinds of things, applied all kinds of skills. It was obvious he wasn't working. And when I looked at that boy, I knew that this boy was a very good boy. But a spirit made him otherwise. Just like somebody is about to throw away his wife and say she's a stupid woman. She's not. I know many prophets told you she's a witch. She's not. It's not easy to be a witch. There is just an influence that needs to leave. Are we together? The condition to be a witch is the negative side of the same condition to be a very anointed man of God. It's not easy in any way. You don't carelessly become a witch. No, sir. Yeah. There are stringent conditions that subject your spirit to a level of alignment. There are many of us here from anger problems. Are we together? Even the issues of marriage. There are ladies, you are beautiful, you are nice. A guy comes to you, the moment he says, I think you are fine, it's like a charm on his head. And off he goes. They can even go as far as meeting your parents. Create an emotional excitement and then they end up disgracing your parents. After they've gathered everybody, the guy says, I'm not doing again. You think it's because of the cloth you are wearing. You now change. No. There is an influence producing that. How about students that go into the exam hall? No matter what you read, you get into the exam hall and you hear people say, I conduct tutorial for others, but I get into the class and I blank out. When you come out, you know the answers. Do you need it when you are out? Are we together? You are selling something in a shop. People come and pass you and can go so far to buy the same thing. Listen, the realm of the spirit controls this realm. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The realm of the spirit controls this realm. There are families, it's like an impartation. You know what we call bad luck? Bad luck, it can work for anybody till it gets to your turn. Cycles of defeat and failure. It's not normal. I'm showing you reasons why your heart must be open. There are women who are godly. They love God. Wonderful women. But as soon as your husband comes, and it will always happen when you are praying and getting serious with God, that man suddenly becomes a very strange man, insulting you and beating you all around. You think he's just the man, but he's a slave to an influence. Are we together now? God must step in tonight and do a miracle. God must step in tonight and do a miracle. I really am trusting God for healings. Look, God will touch us in different areas. But specifically, this pain must go away. These sicknesses. Do you know what it means to live with a medical report that you know your life is at stake? For instance, HIV or cancer. Imagine living knowing that they say you have hepatitis B or whatever it is. You smile around. Imagine what it means for your genotype to be SS. When a gentleman comes and he says, I want to marry you. You love him, but you are afraid of his reaction when he knows there is that problem. Imagine that the doctors told you something is wrong with your womb, or you do not have a womb. And a brother comes to meet you and says, I saw a vision, you are my wife. You almost want to say, my brother, look, I'm not denying that I'm your wife, but I'm not sure you are ready for me. These things mock Jesus. Are you together? They are a mockery on the teaching of Jesus as love. Don't forget that the Bible says God is love. It says, if you being evil, know how to give what? Good gifts. If you being evil, there are armed robbers, as wicked as they are, they have wives. Meaning they have conscience enough to take care of a woman. They have children. They steal and pay school fees. Meaning at least they know their children should be educated. Yet they are armed robbers. If you being evil, know how to give good gifts. If you being evil. If the Father sent Jesus as a demonstration of his love, what is it that he cannot do? I've been holding on to God, believing that he's able. That revelation of God being able is important that you settle in your heart. Because I know that talk is cheap. Many of you, as you hear me, you say, well, yeah, Joshua Selman, I know you are talking like this because you don't have my sickness. My own, they said my spine has twisted. In fact, I don't even know. On my own, I'm not sick, but this man that keeps appearing to me. Every time an opportunity is about to come, there he comes, he shows up again. Strange man. Sleeps with you or does whatever, and you get up into a cycle of disfavor. You met a man of God and he says you should assume he's not there. He's there. Are we together? He's there and must be dealt with. Disfavor. Anything that is outside the provision of the word of God, you must fight it tonight. and insist that it will leave you. We were never designed to serve God under pain and stress. So doing that is an extra demonstration of our love to God. But it's not our default way of serving Him. You must insist. He's given us a word that this is our year of multiplied grace. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? This is a season for you to break out to the left and to the right. But do you believe it? I'm saying this to us. This is a charge, really, to encourage us so that we are not casual. As we begin to minister, you are not just casual. I came with my heart full of expectation. With us right now are the list of our loved ones and friends that we are trusting God to save. The question is, do you believe He can save them? Because when you look at them and see how much they are in sin or in the world, you are wondering, how is God going to, will He appear to them? It's none of your business. Just know that God is mighty. There are people who have come here. You were once a Christian, you were serious with God, but for whatever reason you found yourself backsliding, it's even a miracle that you are here. Don't be discouraged. There is always a place for you to rise back. Hallelujah. So tonight, Koinonia, let your heart be open. I'll do my best to see how that we can work with the time, but I trust that God will grant us grace to do a thorough job. Let's see how God will grant us grace. Maybe I will be able to move at least to a bit of the people outside wherever we can stop. But God must visit us. Whether I call you out by prophecy or not, that's not the issue. Calling somebody out by prophecy is not necessarily a sign that the person has received. I can call you out by prophecy and tell you everything, and you can go back and sit down laughing, believing that because I called you, you have received. It takes faith. God is not a magician. Are you together now? It's not even about falling down and standing up. I remember a lady who said, why is it that God, I will never fall. What is all this? As if it's supposed to be, people fall down. Sometimes I'm even afraid. I'm saying, oh God, let them not injure themselves. And the lady said, God, at least let me just know. You can't be passing me like this. I bring in visitors. They are under the anointing. I'm just watching. No. You must believe. It's the word of God that changes you. I may not be able to walk up to everybody, but I want you to know that this atmosphere carries like current. It's an anointing. It will meet you where you are. Believe me. Believe me, it will meet you where you are. Hallelujah. It will meet you where you are. Expect change. If you visit a herbalist, even if you enter the shrine and say, sorry, it's a mistake, your life will never be the same. That you enter the shrine and just say, no, I intended to pass around, but I just found out it's a shrine. That you step here, the man will just smile. You will see him in your dreams. You will see him all around. You say, nobody just walks like that and goes back. How much more the presence of God? You are breathing. You think you are breathing air. No. You are not. This is not the same thing you were breathing in your room. You are breathing a reality that is doing something to you. Believe this. Believe this. Believe this. My God, I ask that you visit your people in a mighty way tonight. Visit your people. Please, everyone under the sound of my voice, I like your heart to be open. Don't sit down, even if you are not a Christian, just know that we are not playing games here. Praise the Lord and open up your heart. Who told you God cannot step into your life and change that situation? If you allow it, believe me, it's because you want it. Whatever does not look like God in your life this night, you must contend with it. Are we together? Mothers, you are going to stand not just for yourself, but for your family. Fathers, stand for your family. This night is not a night to just do things for yourself. If you are blessed and your family members are suffering, they will destroy you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. God has brought us here. This is our first miracle service for the year. And He's brought us. I say this particularly to those who are visiting for the first time. I know you came with so much expectation. I was told that as at 3:30 or thereabout, almost half of the auditorium, or maybe three or four or so, there are people who have been here since maybe 2, 3, 4. You can't stay so long and be playing games like that. There are people who came, there are no seats. There are people around the fence, sitting in the gutter, just finding anywhere to make contact. Brothers and sisters, God is not a mocker. God is not a wicked person. He's not an idol. It's not an idol. He that cometh unto God must believe. You must believe that that sickness will leave. You must believe that that infirmity. Let me see how many of us are trusting God for. You brought someone who is sick. You are trusting God for healing for yourself. Let me see your hand. Inside and outside. Just lift your hands. Honestly. You came trusting God for healing. See, let me tell you. Healing is a very easy thing. Very easy thing. Healing does not just depend on God alone. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's no time to begin to talk to you about all of this, but let me show you something. Come, Pastor Femi. Watch this. If Pastor Femi has catarrh, everybody look up. If Pastor Femi has catarrh, did he and I stay close to him? What happens to me? What happens to me? Most likely I'll contact that catarrh. Did he pray that I will get it? Did I choose to receive it? But it happened to me. Are we too? If a man can impact sickness, why can't I release health? Are you following what I'm saying? No, listen, listen. When it comes to healing, we just say it's just God alone. But when this guy was sick, he came with a sickness. There are even certain diseases, they say don't come close to the person because he has the ability to transfer it to you. His presence implicates you. Are we together now? So why can't a man take the reality of the life of God within him and communicate it to you? But you don't believe it, you see. Because we are already conditioned. The Bible says, listen, before you ever receive anything, you must believe in God and also believe in the vessel that He's using. When you hear that somebody has a particular kind of sickness, especially a communicable one, please help. If it's under the anointing, just help. Are we together now? Listen, brothers and sisters, these are not ordinary hands. You see, watch this. I know you are looking at a physical body. But this is only an expression. You never say, I am eyes. You say, I have an eye. Who? The you. Your spirit possesses a quality. You don't see with your eyes. You see through it. Right? The Bible says the first Adam. Listen. Listen. The first Adam was a living soul. It said the second Adam has been made a life-giving spirit. In other words, the first Adam could not transfer his contents to another. Although he was enjoying it. But now the second Adam is not just a spirit, a life-giving one, a dispenser. You can dispense your spiritual reality to someone else. You can literally, like lighting a candle, fetch from the abundance of the investment of the spirit upon your spirit and release it upon a people. That means, just like if we announce that this guy has Lassa fever, many of you are going to get up and say, Lassa fever. The Lassa fever may not ask you whether you have the ability to believe it. Just by making contact, whether it is through air, it is through water. Are we together? But what of the anointing of the Spirit? Is it so bound that it cannot reach you? Is it so bound that it cannot touch you? What of the life of God? What of the wisdom of God? I want you to expect, if you have this revelation, then the man of God does not need to come close to you. That you are sitting, there are virtues of wisdom. There are virtues of power. There are virtues of grace. There are impartations, all kinds of things happening. If you sit under the atmosphere, conscious of it, you will receive it. But if you sit down wondering and say, wow, great things are happening, it doesn't happen that way. There is no man of God that is ordinary. There is no true man of God that God has anointed. You may just look at this as ordinary hands. Biology tells you these are just ordinary hands, but it's more than this. There is a mystery surrounding it. You hear the words that I speak. The same way you cannot see the sound, but you cannot deny its effect. You are hearing it. Are we together? I'm not just speaking from my vocal cords, I'm speaking from my spirit, man. So together with that sound, there is an anointing that is living and entering into you. When it's time to pray, some of you will stand up and find out all of a sudden I've been healed. My goodness, where is this group? It has disappeared. If a man's leg starts swelling, we never ask where the body found the added flesh to make it swell. But when it shrinks, we say, where did the flesh go to? Are we together? If someone like me now has my leg 2 times the size, nobody will say, but where did the body get the extra flesh to add to it? But if it disappears and comes back, people say, where did it go to? Condition your mind to believe God. Condition your mind to believe God is able. Are we together now? Bless you. And you see, let me encourage pastors especially. When you come here, don't just watch and be happy. I'd like you to not just look, but see. Because in seeing, there are things you receive. Don't sit down carelessly and just say, wow, God, this guy is anointed. No, that's not the goal. The goal is that, it's not just to inspire you. It's not inspiration. There is an impartation, a transference of spiritual quality. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You've got to be tired. You've got to insist that God will step in. There are impossible situations in this place, and I admit that some of them are humanly impossible. There is no way. But don't play with God. Once you bring God into the equation, step back. You'll be foolish to bring God and still be wondering, will He do it? The Bible says they limited God in the wilderness by saying, Can God make a table in the wilderness? Oh yes, He can. Hallelujah. Are you ready for what God will do in your life tonight? Are you ready to insist that the word of God must find expression? Please, let me tell you, if you don't believe in what we're saying, don't waste your time. Just go home. So that you don't sit down in this cold and waste your time. And after Koinonia, they ask you, what did you receive? You just smile and say, Kai, Ayafi Babu. No. Because you see, there are people, some of you coming here alone has attracted a lot of mockery. They say, why come and sit down under a man of God? Can't you pray in your room and God will hear you? Is it not the same God we are worshipping? Yeah. Nothing can be farther from the truth. That it looks spiritual, but it's an error. Are we together? The next time anybody tells you that, tell them human beings have prophetic implications. Human beings have prophetic implications. Lift your voice and pray in 1 minute. Say, Lord Jesus, lift my faith tonight. I have faith in you. I've tried medications. I've tried human connections. I've tried everything I know to do, but I come before you, the God of all flesh, the one who can change my situation. Lift your voice and make sure you are praying. Shkabarato sadabar yadabaladabash. Give me a visitation tonight, oh God. I refuse to be a spectator. You can change my story. Make sure you are praying. Lord, every spirit, go to the root of my problem, so God, that every force of darkness that is responsible for the situations in my life, it must be addressed tonight. It must be addressed tonight. That spirit that has tied my family down, tied my destiny down, tied my womb down. Those outside, make sure you're praying. No matter how far you are, the Lord is seeing your faith. You are enduring the goal because you want your destiny to change. You will not be disappointed tonight. Pray to the God that answers all flesh. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger.
Though you are higher than any other, awesome in power, our God.
Sing it to Him.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is greater. Awesome in power.
Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a vision. I'm seeing a vision, and in this vision, I'm seeing chains. This is what I'm seeing. Before I even start the mass prayer, I'm seeing chains, and those people affected, the power of God is going to begin to come upon them, inside and outside. I'm seeing chains. This is the spirit of delay. I'm seeing delay written in the atmosphere. Delay. Delay. I'm going to begin to pray. Listen, there are people whose lives and destinies have been held bound by the spirit of delay. By the spirit of delay. No matter where you are, inside or outside, it's like a force, an energy of the spirit. I want to help those people outside here. Lift your hands. Just keep your hands lifted inside and outside. Just lift your hands. The Lord is asking me to stretch my hands towards you. And as I stretch my hands towards you and begin to speak, it's like fire. The power of God will begin to come upon such people. Those who are outside, you can stretch your hands just over your various projectors. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that spirit, I speak to you in the realm of the spirit. You have held the destinies of men and women. You have held the destinies of families. But the Bible says upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness. And the sons of Jacob will possess their possession. Therefore I stretch my hands right now, in the name of Jesus. And I speak, every spirit of delay, right now, right now, right now, I stretch my hands by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I stretch it right now. Bring them out.
It's a year of multiplied grace. I stretch my hand. The angels of the Lord are moving. Row to row, row to row, row to row. It will get to your turn. Inside and outside, row to row. If that's not your situation, it will not affect you. But you will never stand the power of God. If this is one of the reasons God brought you here. Right now, I stretch my hand. Outside, lift your hands. The angels of the Lord are moving. Lord, every row, I keep my hands stretched. That devil of delay, you must leave. You must leave. You must leave. The second overflow. God is touching people here. The second overflow, like fire, is coming upon people. The second overflow, that spirit of delay. Your time is up tonight. Your time is up tonight. Maka parato sotosh embrekete leko sheketa. There's a lady wearing white hair tie. The anointing of the spirit is causing that delay. That delay right now. That delay right now. Right now, right now. Right now. It's a spell. It's like a charm. I'm seeing it on the heads of people. I command that spell. That charm of delay. You must leave. You must leave. You must leave. Shabarakata baroto supre. Shakabakata. Shakatakata. Shakatatate. I tell you, no spirit will stand the power of God tonight. No! You must let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I come against you. I come against you. I come against you. Delay is a dangerous thing. It traps your life so that when you ought to move and make significant progress, it will hold you bound. There are many lives and destinies that are tied down. Families. Please lift your hands. The Lord is telling me that He wants to visit the root of witchcraft in families. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Because the power of God will move in a mighty way. There are families here. Hear me. You love God, but you do not know what is at the root of the tragedies of the families. There are spirits. There are covenants. There are fraternities with darkness that have kept families bound. It may not even be your fault. You are inheriting the wickedness of men. But tonight, lift your hands. I want to pray for you. 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 As I speak over your life, again, the Lord is going to be ministering to families. It may not have anything to do with you as a person. Some of you, you will step into visions immediately and begin to see a lot of destruction and havoc going on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying right now. Inside, the first overflow, the second overflow across the road, every family that is under the influence of any satanic manipulation, Lord, you will not only identify them, they must be free. At the count of three, I want you to shout, I am free. Are you ready now? One, two, three.
I
Altars. I call you by your name and I curse you by the God of heaven. I call you by your name. Altars in Benue State, altars in Kogi State, altars in Kaduna State, altars in the West, altars in the East. My goodness, shekete kotokete, rekete tekete, rekete kota. Every local government, every state, I set fire on those altars. Fire, 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 fire on those altars. Fire on those altars. Every covenant with the waters, every covenant with the air, every covenant with the earth, every covenant of darkness tying families, I declare that this is your time of jubilee. I send a word of judgment. I send a word of judgment. Hallelujah. I wish the Lord can open your eyes to see the mighty things that are happening. Mighty things that are happening. Hallelujah. Listen. Something very strange will start happening here now. Listen. Listen to me. Because I just saw a vision like a bunch of keys. It just dropped on the ground. Listen. This is a sign of access in the spirit. The Lord showed me a vision and I saw in the spirit a bunch of keys. Now it's not for everybody, but I'm about to pray. Once it comes on you, except God did not call me, you will see doors open. It's called breakthrough. Lift your head. I stand under this apostolic anointing. And in the name of Jesus, every destiny that needs this breakthrough, at the count of three, receive it, receive it. Take it now. 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 I distribute those keys in the spirit. I distribute those keys inside and outside. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the blood of the eternal covenant, breakthroughs, 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 the opening up of destinies, the opening up of destinies. The opening up of destinies. Shekabakata labatosh, shekete katababa. Kaparato sokotosh, emprekete lekotoshata. Listen, those of you outside, I want you to hear me, because the Holy Spirit is going to do something now. The Lord asked me to come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want count three. My goodness, there is such anointing in this place, and I see the angels of the Lord. The moment you count three, I'm going to start moving across this crowd and the power of God will start falling on people. Whatever has locked your destiny, it must open it right now. Are you ready now? Those outside, please believe, we are not playing games. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the angels move in this crowd. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, shout at one, two, three. Receive it right now. Right now, right now. Right now, right now, I stretch my hands as I move across. Let an anointing come. As I pass your row, as I pass your row, you will stand it. As I pass your row, an anointing, take it, 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 take it now. I stretch my hand, take it, this side, receive it, take it now, 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 take it now. I stretch my hand, take it now, take it now. Everyone in this room, receive it right now. Receive it right now. Take it now. All those here, there is an angel of the Lord standing on your row. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Just allow me pass your row. As I'm coming, there are angels walking with me. As I'm coming, the power of God will touch you right now. I stretch my hands here. Everyone here, right now, take it now. Take it right now. Take it right now. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands to you. Call this man, come. This big man, come. What's your name? Come now, let's hurry up. What's your name? The Lord is saying, what's your name?
Daniel.
Daniel, from where?
From Edo State, sir.
From Edo State. I mean, are you in Zaria?
Sorry.
You are in Zaria. I want you to rejoice because you have entered a new level this night. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As you celebrate them, you connect to their prophecy. Listen, because I'm seeing you in a cage. This is what I see. I've not started prophesying yet, but I'm seeing you in a cage. And I'm seeing you telling the Lord, I know that if I come here, my situation will change. In the name that is above all names, I lay my hands upon you and I end that captivity right now. Take it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is Grace? There's someone Grace around here. Who is Grace? I'm hearing that the Lord is showing me someone Grace. Who is Grace? Please come quickly. Let's save time. Come. Where is your mother? Zango. Is she sick?
My sister is sick.
Don't worry. Is your mother sick? She doesn't even know she's sick. But she's sick. I'm seeing an angel of the Lord going to your house and healing two people. Your mother and your sister. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your mother and your sister. What do you do? You're a student. What do you do? Huh? Applicant. Job applicant. Do you believe that if I pray for you, the Lord will give you a job? Will you come and testify before God's people? I lay my hands upon you and I release that job for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From this road down like this, there are a number of ladies with abdominal pain. Because I'm seeing like the angel of the Lord is doing something. I stretch my hands right now. Whoever they are, the power of God is coming upon them right now. Right now, right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that pain, that abdominal pain must go. It must go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me try to walk to the first overflow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at me. You will start experiencing the power of God in your life in a very strange way. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I lay my hands upon you right now. Step into a new season. I want to pray for this overflow. There are so many people. Please believe God. Don't think I've come outside because I want to identify with you. So you don't think you are at a disadvantage. No. Distance is no barrier. Some of you are enduring cold. It's touching my heart. Talk more of the heart of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And some of you need to watch because what you are seeing me do is what you will be doing in some years to come. So just watch it. You are just receiving miracles. There is an impartation. Joseph. Who is Joseph? Here. If I'm hearing a name, Joseph, you are wearing like a collar, like for cold. Who is that? You are Joseph. The Lord is going to do mighty things through you. Stand up. There's cold, so you don't enjoy yourself. Are you hearing me? I want to stay through with God and watch God do great things in your life. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing two old women. They are sitting on the same seat. Where are they? here, this row, two mama like this. Where are they? Is there some, who is that? The Lord is asking me to talk to them. Just leave them. Mama, do I know you? Have we seen before? I'm looking at you. Can they, if they cannot hear, we can speak any language. Can I talk to you, Mama? I'm looking at you and I'm seeing the spirit of death over your head. Don't be afraid. I'm seeing the spirit of death over your head. And the Lord is saying, if we don't pray for you, that's how you'll be getting up and a bike will collide with a car. It's like a station wagon and it will kill you for nothing. But the Lord is saying, I should pray for you. The second thing is, there's no finances at all. Everything is flat. Is that true? Is that true in your life? Is why you came? Where is your daughter? Do you have a daughter? Huh? I'm seeing a lady close to you, like a I don't know if she's a daughter or logical or not. Because I'm seeing the Lord is saying that he wants to bless her with marriage. You are the one? Okay, you are the one standing close to her. Are you ready to marry? Because God is going to surprise you. Do you believe that? Huh? Say, I receive. You are not, you are trying to, lady, but my dear, prophecy, you speak a madman like this. I'm only responding to God. Just out and see what the anointing does. Shout, I receive, as loud as
I receive.
Jesus Christ, I take that curse over your head. Mama, you will not die. All of you here, stretch your hands to her and say, Mama will not die. Take her as your mother. Pray for her. Mama will not die. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking at this other mama. I don't know what's wrong with this woman. But there are three things I see the devil want to do. Number one, eyes. Huh? Number two, I'm seeing her inside a coffin. They have already closed it. And there's blood on top of the coffin. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody used her eyes to make money with it. This is what the Lord is showing me. I'm not a prophet of doom. Me, I don't like what I'm saying. But I cannot but say what God is asking me to say. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm seeing a lady here. I'm still going to come in, please. We're trying to work with the time. But I'm seeing a lady here. How you know is the power of God is about to come upon you right now. One of the ladies here. This is witchcraft that has destroyed the life of your family. And the Lord wants me to minister to you in this other overflow. Father, wherever she is right now, locate her. The power of God is going to come on one lady right now. It will be like fire. You can't stand it. It will come upon you. Please, when that happens, let me know that lady right now. Not just those inside. I know God is inside, but this row. Father, wherever that lady is, I'm declaring right now by the anointing of the Spirit of God that she will be located so that her can be free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your name means joy. It's a tribal name, but it has joy. It's like it. Who is that person, please? Your name means joy. That's if you translate your name, it has something to do with joy. Joy or joyful or something like that. Do we have someone like that? Please make sure you are telling the truth so that it doesn't look like we're acting. If you are that with the protocol, who is that? What? Come. What's your name? Omotayo means what? Child of joy. I want to pray for you. Where is your mother? She's in Kaduna. Is this working? Okay. Tell your mother her time lay hands on you. And I want that if you go back and see your mom, just ask her to allow you to breakthrough. My hands upon you right now. I don't mean their English names are Joy. What's your name? From where?
Your name is Yah.
All of you, your name is Joy. Okay, I'm going to name you. Let me talk to you. Come, my dear. Where is your family? Kaduna, I'm going to pray for you. Because that has tied your family down.
Look at me. Does it make sense to you? The Lord is dead because I'm seeing your family tied down in witchcraft. And God is saying that He's lifting them up by His grace. Father, let it end right now. Out of this family. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands on all of you. I lay my hands upon you. Help her, please. Help her so that she can pray to God. Who is that? In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Please hold on. There is a lady wearing white scarf. She's at the wall. She's leaning on the wall. Where is that lady? Please bring her. I'm seeing in a vision. There's a lady wearing white scarf. White scarf. Is there someone like that? You are leaning on the fence. White scarf. Who is that? Is there someone like that? Give God a praise. Who is that? What's your name? But there's nothing favorable in your life. And the Lord is saying, change her story. Do I know you? That your name is Favor. I want to pray for you. Do you believe if I pray for you, the Lord will grant you favor? Hold my hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, I restore favor to you right now. I restore favor to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Come, my dear. This lady, yes, come. Hallelujah. There is an anointing. Listen. There is an anointing. I promise those of you outside, by the grace of God, hopefully by next miracle service, we'll try to work on amplifying the sound so that it will be very clear for you outside. Alright? I know that the people did their best, but you can see that the crowds are increasing. Praise the Lord. But there was an anointing that was upon Esther. It's called the favor anointing. In the course of the meeting, I'm going to be praying for people. But the Lord is saying I should minister this to you. Do you believe it? Huh? Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay my hands upon this lady and I release this grace upon her. In the name of Jesus, I release this anointing upon her. In the name of Jesus, I release this anointing upon her. In the name of Jesus. Who came from Kano? I'm seeing Kano. Come. You are not alone. You are with one lady. Where are you? Huh? Two of you. Husband and wife. Come. Did you tell me you are coming? Come. She's your friend. Who is she? How are you, my dear? You came from Kano. What do you do? No, you are not just a student. There's something else you are doing.
I'm teaching.
You are teaching. How about her? Witchcraft is what God is breaking now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because I'm seeing something like a chain leaving your friend. I command that chain to leave right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I lay my hands upon you and I command that chain to go. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for you I declare, you will step into a new dimension of intimacy with God. That's what you need. You have been praying, boom, fasted, help him. You fasted that God will give you an anointing. It's not an anointing for ministry, it's an anointing for fellowship with God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of 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 Jesus Christ. Look at me. What has happened to your music ministry? That's what the Lord is saying I should tell you. Huh? Do you sing? Sing something, let's hear.
My God is awesome. He will move the whole world.
What has happened to your music ministry? God gave you an anointing, you have been playing games with it. Come. Because God wants to restore that fire. As soon as I pass you, I heard like music and God says restore his music ministry. There are three things that can destroy a man's ministry, any ministry. One, pride. Two, women or men or anything. Just human beings. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then number three is premature exposure. When people don't stay with the spirit, to create a track record. But I'm going to pray for you. Huh? Your characters, you must behave well. Behave like where you are going. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is, you need a lot of restoration in your life. It's not because anything is wrong. It's just that you need to step up. Otherwise, you will not experience the grace of God. But there is an anointing upon your music ministry. And I lay my hands upon you right now. You step into that level in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you here, please lift your hands. I want to pray for you. Please. Lift your hands and believe. As I pray for you, and I count three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. There are people here under yokes and spells. As soon as you shout that name Jesus, the anointing of the Spirit will move through this very overflow. This very overflow. I wanted to leave, but God is still speaking to me about this overflow. Please, I want you to believe. Help them so they don't fall inside the gutter. Father, I'm doing as you have instructed me. And I prophesy right now that as they all shout the name of Jesus, let the power of God visit the foundations of every family represented here. Are you ready now at the count of three? One, two, three. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, help them, right now. In the name of Jesus, I curse that spirit. I curse that spirit. I curse that spirit. I curse that spirit. I curse that spirit from your life and your destiny. There is a man that appears to one lady here. As I pray for you now, fire is coming upon you. You will never see that man again, not in your dreams. I command him, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring you deliverance by the power of the Holy Spirit. It never comes to you again. Never, never, never. In the name of Jesus. Greater strength, greater prayer fire. Greater prayer fire. Greater prayer fire. In the name of Jesus. The lady with the black hat. Tap that lady for me. Look at me. Stretch your hands where you are. An anointing is coming upon you right now. Beauty for ashes, says the Spirit. Beauty for ashes. I release that anointing upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before I leave this place, there are seven people. The spirit of prayer is coming upon you right now. Seven people. Lord, where are they? Right now. Right now. Across this place. Seven people. It's like fire to come upon you. Some are men, some are women. Take it. Take it. Take it right now. Take it right now. The spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. 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 The spirit of prayer. Like never before. Tap this lady for me. The Lord is visiting you and He's wiping your tears. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is saying He's wiping your tears. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord is wiping your tears. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is wiping your tears. Let it end right now. Let it end. Now. Now. Never to return to you again. Never to return. I stretch my hands all over this room. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Every force of darkness never returns. In the name of Jesus, there is a spirit I'm dealing with. I know what I'm seeing right now, right now. I judge you by the God of heaven. Right now, let them go, let them go, let them go now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing the hands of certain people tied here, like a chain holding your hands. Those of you here, just lift your hands. Don't worry. Once it constrains you, you cannot stand it. Father, visit them right now. You will feel like literally fire on your hands. The chain is breaking right now. I stretch my hands. Let it break. Let it break. Let it break. Let it break. Let it break now. Now, now, now. Now, now. Let it break. I break it by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost, now, I break that chain in the name of Jesus. I break that chain in the name of Jesus. I break that chain in the name of Jesus. I restore your glory. I restore your glory in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus, please pray and ask the Lord to visit you. Pray and ask the Lord to visit you. Aha. Aha. You must go. In the name of Jesus, you must go. Go, go, go. Any spirit represented here, you must leave right now. I tell you, any force of darkness tying down your life. Who is this, Mama? Hold on, please. Hold on. Who is this, Mama?
My brother.
What's wrong with their marriage? This person I'm seeing was supposed to die October 21st. It's because of prayer. Because you used to carry this picture everywhere you go. I'm seeing you in a meeting. Stand up, madam. I'm seeing you in a meeting. No, no, no. Please. This is help her with a handkerchief. This is a mother. You don't have to cry. Please. This woman you are seeing is a very good woman. I'm seeing you in all kinds of meetings. You are not even concerned about your own problem. You are lifting up this person because I'm saying 21st October, he was to be to die. And please, Mama, it's okay. It's okay. The Lord will help you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because you too, you have problems. But you are not even concerned about your problem. You are not concerned about what is happening to your finances. You are not concerned about the pain in your back. You keep feeling pain in your back when you wake up.
As I enter here, I hear my pain just go away.
The pain just went away when she came here. Look at this. Even before the meeting.
From Kaduna, me and my...
Hold on. Okay.
I came all the way from Kaduna. With my children sleep with your scriptures. We work with your scriptures. Even if I go and pass urine, the scriptures is on. The two of them are pastors. One is here. The other one is here. Finished university here in Ebi. This prayer, I'm a widow.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I have a ministry.
You have a ministry. My goodness. Can you imagine? I'm looking at you. What is... I'm seeing your ministry has something to do with spring.
Spring!
There's spring. In the name that is above all names. Mama, listen. The Lord is visiting you. Because this woman you see is an intercessor. This woman can stay for hours praying for people who are not even her, it's none of her business, as the Holy Spirit ministers to her. You see, but nothing is changing in your own life. You pray for people and God will do miracles.
It's true.
Is that true? The Lord says I should tell you your whole life with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please come, follow me. Mama, the Lord is wiping. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord is wiping your tears. Who is this? Huh? Ah, mommy, this is not your son. Hold on. This boy is not your... You are calling him son, but he's not your son. Because I'm looking at him and I'm not seeing a father. Where's your father?
He's dead, sir.
Father is dead. And this is what the Lord... I'm looking at him and I'm not seeing father. It's like... The father is related to you.
He's my elder.
And so you took him as your son. That's why you are calling him son. But this boy is not your son. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is going to use you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord is going to use you mightily. Huh? Mommy, you, God is wiping your tears because this finance, the thing can't just enter your hand. It will enter and go out. And we have to pray. Because the people that killed his father want to destroy you. And we have to pray. I don't want you to feel bad. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's gone and gone. But we are not just going to allow it happen until they come and kill Mama. And it's because of the destiny of this person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord is going to visit you in a way that will surprise you. What's wrong with you? You see, Ba, what the Lord is showing me, I'm not going to say everything here, but what the Lord is showing me, today, they will see that he has one sickness. They will do another test. They will do a scan and come out with something else.
The devil is just playing, using medicine to play with your mind. This is witchcraft. They have already buried this person and this issue has finished. But in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm declaring and I'm speaking to everyone here. I stand under the anointing and I pray for you that every power that is tying down your family, it must leave you this night in the name of Jesus. It must leave you this night. It must go, 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 go. The same thing, it must go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please come, madam. The Lord is saying I shall anoint you. Come. You are going to do great things for God. God is going to use you greatly. I know you may not think you are like that, but God will use you from today. I open your eyes to the realm of the Spirit. You will step into unusual dimensions of grace. I activate dimensions in your spirit. Elisha prayed and the eyes of the servant was opened. I open your eyes to visionary encounters. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stretch your hands towards our mother here. This woman's situation has really touched me. Come, mama. No, no, no. Mommy, please stand up. Stretch your hands and let's pray for our mother. All the way from Kaduna. A woman with a ministry interceding for others. This is our brother. The devil wants to terminate the life of this person. I'd like us to pray over this picture and say in the name of Jesus, the same power that raised Christ from the dead. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Mommy, will you believe if I tell you you are stepping into an unusual healing ministry from tonight? Listen, you believe with all your heart. Have you forgotten the dream God showed you where you saw yourself in a meeting praying for people?
I believe I saw it.
So
I remember.
Did you tell me? Now is the time for that dream to come to pass. Because you had a dream. You saw yourself praying for people.
And just praying, healing them.
And you are healing them. And you have been interceding innocently. The Lord is telling me that now is the time for your ministry to step into another level. Two areas. The issue of barrenness. The issue of barrenness. It will be like a special anointing to destroy barrenness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will come back and testify before the people of God. This thing is being recorded. And the second area is HIV. Such an anointing will come upon you as you pray for people with HIV. Listen, Paul said, I desire to see you. He said that I may impart some spiritual gift. It doesn't matter the age, impartation can happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying, madam? Hold my hands. I want you to shout Jesus and watch what begins to happen to you. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Father, I pray from today. An anointing. An anointing. A transference of grace. An ordinary woman will become a woman of power from today. An ordinary woman will carry an anointing of the Spirit. In a strange way. In a strange way. Go and heal the sick. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Come, madam. Look at me. Come. Watch this. Mommy, lay your hand on him and pray for him. Just do what I'm asking you to do. Lay your hands and speak to him. Look at me. You carry this anointing and you will wreak havoc in the kingdom of darkness. Anointing is not for show, brothers and sisters, but I tell you, it will scare you. This anointing will bring wealth to you. People will sow into your life because of the impact in her life. Come on. Go, when you go back, lay this picture on your brother and pray for him. God will take him out of that hospital. And when he does, bring him here and he will come and testify to the glory of God. The Lord told me he's wiping your tears. Come, sir. What do you do? What do you do? What did you study? I'm going to pray for you. You want to further?
Yes, sir. Political science.
Because God is going to use you in the area of leadership. It was in prayer God put in your spirit to study political science. Amen. Although what you studied, I'm not seeing a university like a college or something. Federal College of Education. You study something that has to do with education.
Business education.
Business education. But then it's leadership. And God is taking you to that position. When you study it, He will make you a great leader. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. Wait, Mr. Man. Just wait. Let me finish. I'm praying for you. Make sure when God blesses you, you never forget this woman. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You never forget this woman. She has done what for you many people will not do. She has taken you as a son. She has spent her money to the last to help you. Is that true? If you forget this woman, God will not be happy with you. Let me use this as an encouragement. You see, when somebody suffers to help you and you rise, you will be a wicked person to forget that person. Some of us are like this. Some of our parents have labored to help us. Don't say, I must be a millionaire before I bless them. The day God gives you 20,000, you can take 1,000 and say, Mama, take. Some of us are very greedy. God is blessing you, but you are still latching onto the little resources of the parents. It must change. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Father, take him to a new dimension. In the name of Jesus, I impart upon you wisdom and leadership. Occupy that mountain. Fire is coming upon your hands. In the name of Jesus, you will never be the same. Never be the same. Never be the same. Father, visit our mother. For what you have done, Mama, my God will visit you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you from the depth of my heart. My God will visit you. In the name of Jesus. Please bring this woman for me. This one wearing this very one. Yes. She's not feeling fine. Something is wrong with her. Please let her come. Is God blessing you tonight? Who brought her? Please, who brought her? If you brought her, please come with her so that we'll know what. There's somebody. What's wrong with her, Mama?
Diabetes.
How old is she? Do you know? Oh, you just met her. Or you know her. Okay, it's your junior sister. From where? Can she hear me? Or do you need somebody to talk to her in the language? You need translation. If I talk to you, can you talk to her in the language? Tell her that Jesus Christ is going to heal her of diabetes. What tribe are you, madam? Eh? He got her, Pastor Alpha. Now carry mic. What are you here? Oh yeah, yeah, carry mic. Because I'm trying to, let's make this easy. Give him mic, please. Every tribe here, there must be somebody. If there's nobody who will lay hands on somebody for the purpose, there's no other mic. Okay, don't worry. Come, Pastor. Tell her that Jesus Christ is going to visit her.
Jesus, don't know.
Tell her God is healer of diabetes.
Ojoa doga diabetes go am
ola me. And the dream of death that she has been having.
Ona ukuke nale.
And God is going to heal her.
Ojoa na di ona le ku. Ule ya
kwe. How long does she have
suffered? Akwe ba oga ino le ku.
Yeah, young. Does she know what's going on?
Eche mengi ache.
Diabetes. What couldn't she do? Mama, ask, tell her I'm going to pray for her and the power of God will come. And me and her will run here now.
Tell her
she I'm going to pray for her and we will not walk, we will run together. Tell her not to worry.
Let's pray in the name of Jesus.
I rebuke
who dot down
diabetes
from her body
in the name of Jesus. Look at what is happening to her. It's a spirit. Look at, are you seeing this? Look at the spirit. You call it sickness. Look at what is up. This is an old woman. Diabetes is a spirit. I command it to leave now. In the name of Jesus. Out of her. Mama.
Tell her.
That she's going to do what she has never done. And she should not be afraid. Never to
her hands.
Walk, come. Fast, come. Come. Turn around. Run, come. Come on, give Jesus praise. Look at the miracle here. Look at the miracle. Look at this. Oh, come on. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Hold on. Sam, give us one powerful Igala song. Where is Sam? You sang one song during Annie's wedding. Sing that song. Tell Mama she's going to dance now. And the Igala people will join her and dance to the shame of the devil.
Hosanna, oh my David. Ochonukawama. Hosanna. 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 Hosanna, oh my David. Ochonukawama.
A shout. This miracle remains permanent forever. How many of you saw the way that woman was standing here? You saw the way she was standing. Look how God can change a man's story. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. God bless you. There is a woman here that they brought. I don't know where she is. But I'm seeing it's something that is a medical condition. I don't know if it's a fibroid or a growth. Please, who is that person? We really have to be fast. A growth, like a... I don't know if it's a growth that the person came with. They said the person has something like a growth. I don't know if it's a fibroid now. Whether it's... No. The person I'm talking about is here. It may be inside or outside. I'm seeing somebody. It's like there's a medical condition that has to do with a swelling or growth or something. Who is that? Who is that person? Come. No, you are not sick. It's demons. Just stand. We'll deal with that one now. No. Leave him. Your stomach is swollen. They want to kill you. Somebody hit you with something in a dream some months back. You didn't even remember. Now your stomach is swelling. We'll deal with that one. I don't know you. I'm just stand there. That one is an easy something. This come. You have a problem. Come up. The devil wants to destroy this lady. Because if I don't pray for you, I'm seeing your case getting so serious. They will now take you to India for a kidney transplant. What's wrong with you?
Kidney nephritis.
What does that mean?
Inflammation.
How do you know it's wood?
the doctor told me I cannot lie on both sides of my
fact, you can't lie down here.
Yes, and even yet I sleep straight.
You see the wickedness of the devil. That even to sleep, you can't sleep this way. You can't sleep. How else do you sleep? Lie down flat. That devil must leave you. What's your name?
Precious.
You know her? Who knows her? Before you now start talking another rubbish story. Daddy, please come, sir. Daddy. Yes, sir. Our daddy is praying a prayer. And the prayer has to do with, no. Hold your photo like this, sir. Open it to the third one. That's what I want to talk to you about. One, okay. I'm seeing, okay, I thought it was the third one. Back, I'm seeing another photo. This thing is like, it's supposed to be three. It's not two. Where is the third one?
It's a two.
That's the one I want to talk about. That's why I said take it to the third one. You brought two here. But the person I want to talk about, there is a third one. Who is in that photo?
Henry Babatunde Okoye. Henry.
Because we want to pray. Demons stop him from coming. Did you ask him to come?
I asked him to come. He chose not to.
That's what I'm saying. If that boy had come, let me tell you, do you know that if you can come for Koinonia alone, you don't want to know the powers you overcame to arrive. Tell somebody Koinonia and see the way demons fight their coming here. Flimsy excuses. They will tell you, I just think I don't have this. It's because the devil knows. He knows. That's what happened to this person. And you see, today would have been his day of visitation. I looked at this and I saw three, because I'm not, you may see me looking at you physically, but I'm operating from the spirit. I saw three pictures and I said, go to the third one. You left the third one at home just like the person to come. If he agreed, the Holy Ghost would have reminded you and forced you to carry the third one. See, please, brothers and sisters, when you invite people and they refuse, don't insult them. You are a spiritual man. You should know that it's to you a sign that God wants them to be here. Are we together now? Daddy, I'm going to talk to you now and I'll pray with you. There's something about him, but I will not tell you in public. Huh? So that you will not hear that this person left the faith into something else. You hear what I'm saying? I don't want, it's not something where this is a public talk, but we don't want to hear that kind of story because it's already happening. There is a spirit that converts men. It doesn't happen by default. We must attack it in the name of Jesus Christ. Where is this, our lady? Come. We are going to pray for this kidney. Both of your kidneys. It's verified that you have a kidney problem. So we are going to pray. Lay your hands on it. Please, can we pray for this dear one? Anything that happens to one of us happens to all of us. Don't say it's not yet my issue. Pray for her. Your prayer is working. There's a surgery the Lord is doing in her. Place your hand on her. I command that devil right now, out of her. That spirit masquerading as kidney problem. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command a miracle for you right now. I stretch my hands. I make contact by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. My goodness, there's such power flowing. I declare a miracle. I declare a miracle. I declare a miracle. Stand up. Stand up. What couldn't you do before? Press it. Press it right now.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Check it.
No pain.
Look, the ladies, see. The ladies even surprised. Even her and her own body. She's even surprised that something is happening. Her and her own body. I pray that God will anoint you to be able to bring healing and deliverance to people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't know how cheap the devil is until you are really anointed. If you are not anointed, you will make a ceremony out of nothing. But when that anointing, it's not about trying to get it done. If it's there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. My dear, check it. Honestly, if there's pain, tell us, we will not be afraid. There's... God is touching another lady. Heal her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fire is coming on a lady's throat. I don't know what else to do. I'm about to pray for the sick, but I'm seeing throat right now. There is a lady like that. Fire is coming. Something will touch your throat. It's like a sickness. My dear, I'd like you to shout, I am healed. Shout it.
I am healed.
Shout it again.
I am healed.
Shout it one more time.
I am healed.
Go and check yourself and you come back to testify. In the name of Jesus, King Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The anointing is on that lady covering her mouth, her nose. This lady, I don't know who she is. I'm not. Yes, that very lady you are holding. There's a strong anointing on her. Strong anointing on her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Strong anointing on her. We're going to be very fast because it's cold and we have to. There's one of the ushers. The power of God is coming on you now. I know you are doing ushering work wherever you are. I'm seeing an usher. Please bring that person right now. An usher lady. Right now, you are busy doing your work quietly, but the anointing of God will land on you right now. Where's the usher? Please bring her. You are an usher, you are doing your work, that's alright, but God needs to visit you now. That you are working, whether ushering or protocol, you mind your business. There's somebody in welfare. The power of God is coming on somebody in welfare right now. Welfare department. I'm seeing an anointing coming on somebody in welfare department. God just does strange things. They are called signs and wonders. We really don't know why it's done. Before we continue, there's one person from protocol. That's what I see in the spirit. Protocol department. The protocol department. There's somebody that the Lord is touching right now. In protocol department, wherever you are, I really don't care where, whether inside or outside. But God is touching somebody right now. Right now in protocol department, it's like fire. It will just come on you all of a sudden. It's a sign and a wonder. It's a miracle. Please let me have those people out. There's a reason why I'm calling them out. That person from Oshri. Who is that? Protocol department. Where's the person from? Welcome. Hallelujah. Bring three of them. It's a prophetic language. I want to tell you what God is saying through this. The first impartation is God prophesying to men that you are entering into new seasons. So just like an usher brings you, it's a prophetic word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release it upon you. I release it upon you right now. Just like an usher takes you into a new level. I stand under this anointing and I prophesy, enter a new season. Enter a new dimension. In the name of Jesus. The impartation upon the welfare person is the mystery of supplies. The Lord is saying he's ending stagnancy. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is ending stagnancy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the person from the protocol, the Lord is saying, I will be your defender, even in this season. I release that word upon your life.
in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, everyone that came with a sick person, it's already happening to Pastor Femi, but Pastor Femi and three members of Rema will come under the anointing right now. Three members who are members of Rema Chapel. That's what I'm seeing. As it's happening to him, it's happening to three people. Three people who attend Rema Chapel. Three people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's a new season for you. New season for you. New season for you. By the power of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to bring them out. Just leave them where they are. Hallelujah. We have 5 minutes to do this. 5 minutes, because there is the session where I prophesy. Please make sure, we are going to try to finish fast, but make sure you receive everything. Don't come and waste your time and stay. Now, all those who came with sick people, apart from those who have been healed, if you brought somebody sick, please bring them out quickly. Quickly, let's lay hands on them. Give us some worship. Please, quickly. The Lord is healing people. There's the healing anointing in this place right now. God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. Please, quickly. No matter which of the overflows, brothers and sisters, there is multiplied grace in this house. Don't come and go back sick. You just need a touch. It's just a touch. There's no need for any long story. So you don't necessarily have to be saying, this is what is wrong with me, if I don't ask you. Just a touch. Even if you are coming here for the first time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Those of us who are out here, Jesus loves you. That's why he wants to heal you. Please, I want you to receive. You can reject it, but I want you to receive it with all your heart. As I pray for you, you go back, check yourself. Because of time, we may not have time to share testimony, but hold on, please. Let me say something about testimonies. You are robbing God of glory when God gives you healing and blessings. There are so many people who God has been touching, but they never return to give thanks. One of the ways you maintain your miracle is by giving thanks. Please come. Your breakthrough has come. Yes, please, madam, come. The Lord is bringing a visitation to you right now. Don't put her up. Just keep her somewhere, because the anointing is still on her, and so that she doesn't keep collapsing up and down. Look how many people are trusting God for healing. Ma, please look at me. God is restoring you financially, spiritually. Financially, there is an anointing on you as I speak to you. Financially, spiritually. I'm seeing God step even into your marriage. Our mother is crying. Your marriage. This is the reason why you came. Because there's nothing there. God is stepping in to do a miracle for you. To the glory of his name. Miracle for you. Who is this? Your mom. What's wrong with her?
She has been sick for 3 years.
Why didn't you bring her here?
Yola.
Hold the picture. Just hold it. I'll use you as a point of contact. Hold it with both of your hands. The power of God will come through the picture to you and will touch her right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your healing power touch Mama. She's in Yola, but touch her, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. God is also bringing speed into your life. Speed, right now. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Speed! I prophesy it upon you. Never to be the same again. And we pray for healing for Mama. He will testify in the name of Jesus. The anointing is so strong on you. God is bringing restoration in your marriage. God is bringing restoration in your finances. God is bringing restoration in your spiritual life. I command everything the devil has stolen to give way.
in the name of Jesus. There are so many people here and we are going to be very fast. Just a touch. Please, I want you to believe. If you are standing in for somebody, you can agree with them. As you go back, you can touch them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to believe we'll be very fast in the name of Jesus. All over the congregation, I want you to begin to pray in tongues, because immediately after this, we'll be prophesying. While you are praying in tongues, pass your prayer request. Both the one for souls and then your prayer request. Please pass it. So ushers, you can split yourself inside and outside. Someone attend to those in the overflows. Please, very quick. Thank you, Jesus. Let your power touch your people right now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
A glorious God.
Heal.
God
needs. Heal.
A miracle worker.
Heal. Hold on, let me attend to this gentleman. I promise that we'll look at him. Everybody look, if you can look at it from your screens or wherever. You see that when you look at this guy, this is unusual. This is abnormal, right? How long has it been, my brother?
Since last year.
What happened?
I'm just sick. I don't know what is happening to me. So I went to the hospital. They said I should go and do scanning. They said my spleen don't big.
What?
My spleen don't big. So later on.
What is that? Come now, doctor. You're already here.
The spleen is an organ that reserves blood just below the ribs on the left side.
That is a cancer is disturbing me.
Cancer of what?
So for now that I'm still there for this hospital for this Shika. So they never told me for cancer for what, but still.
Who told you about this place?
It's my friend.
May God bless that friend forever. In the name of Jesus. My brother, look at me. Do you believe Jesus can touch you?
I believe Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus. I'm born again, sir.
You are serious.
Yes, sir.
Very, very serious. I want you to know that Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
Do you think he will just watch you just die like that? Do you believe it's his will for your stomach to be swelling? If you have a child and you have the power to help that child and you see the child's stomach swelling like that, will you smile and tell him continue and die? Is that love? So I want you to know that this thing, God has no hand in it. This is the devil. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Lay your hands on your stomach. Don't let the name cancer scare you. You understand? It is because of what you have heard, the conditioning in your spirit that has made you feel that it's cancer. And made you feel it is destructive. There is the life of God. It's called Zoe. The very life of God. And I want to pray to you. You believe that? You want to kill that cancer and it must leave your body. So that you will not die. I believe that like every other person, you have your plans and aspiration. And this is already threatening you to cut short your life. Huh? Are you married? Where's your wife? Because I'm seeing your wife crying. Your wife is already thinking now and saying that this is how my husband will die. And I'll have to start looking for another man to marry me. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus. Father, do a miracle for this brother. We know that cancer is a spirit. In the name of Jesus, cancer, die. Die. In the name of Jesus. The condition for your disappearance in this body, we bring them to place. And I'm prophesying in the name of Jesus that this cancer will die and it will leave your body forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will return and you will testify. Make sure you testify when God gives you a breakthrough. What's your name?
Hosea.
Hosea. So make sure you testify in the name of Jesus Christ.
I worship forever. I worship forever. I worship forever, Lord. I worship forever. I worship forever.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're getting into the most important. Please, those outside, can we rise? This is a very prophetic moment. Hallelujah. This is a very, very serious moment. The requests here contain the names of loved ones. I want you to know that everyone is an evangelist this year. There is need for massive salvation. The Lord spoke to me and said He's trusting that He will find the people who will bring souls this year like never before. And I told Him, I said, Lord, I'm available. So make sure that from now till December, you don't come alone. We are on a mission. Not just to ease ourselves of the guilt of not being soul winners. It's serious business. Hallelujah. Please, those who are yet to submit the names of their loved ones that you are trusting God for them to be saved, and then our requests. Very quickly, we have a few minutes. Now, we are going to do it in this order. The moment, let me make an altar call before we pray for this so we can conserve our time. There are people here. Hear me. First overflow, second overflow across the road. Listen. There are people here, probably you were invited and you know that you need to make your ways right with Jesus. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, He so loved you, and He demonstrated that love by giving His all, His one and only begotten Son. Please, by the way, I don't want you to miss the series we are starting next week. We are taking a series on the gospel. We are going to be examining who Jesus is and the message that He brought. What is the content in the gospel that really saves men? So this is profound. We preachers have been distracted teaching people on restoration and demons. We need to get back and let people understand who Jesus is. What message did He bring? And why is it very powerful? Where are we really going with all this Christianity thing? So it's a powerful series. You don't want to miss it. We'll be having that all through February. Praise the Lord. It will rattle the foundation of your understanding about God, and we'll be walking in exchange. Hallelujah. For instance, let me give you a little preview. The message of Jesus, when He came, His message was just one word: repent. That's all Jesus said, repent. So we're going to be checking, what does it mean to repent? Does it mean to come and emotionally answer a poem to repeat after the man of God? What is the jurisdiction of that word repent? Hallelujah. So this is very, very important. I'm going to make an altar call now. And while the people march forward, please clear the way for them. We'll stretch our hands and be interceding first for souls. Leave the issue of your needs. We're going to intercede. You wrote their names, you know, call them by their names and say, Lord, we receive their salvation. If you save me, you can save them. You don't want to watch your family members in hell. And they are calling on you and saying, you know me. We came out from the same womb, but some of them, we know that they are going to hell. There's no confusion about it. God is a God of love. We'll be learning next week. But then the truth is, there is hell. Don't let anybody deceive you. There is a place called hell. There are people there right now. Praise the Lord. You are here. You need to make your ways right with God. You've been hearing preachers talk again and again. Outside, inside. You probably are making this decision for the first time seriously in your life. Or you've been answering many altar calls. You don't even know how many. And you don't know the name of what you have been doing. And tonight you are saying, I really want to come out and make a decision. Or you have even given your life to Christ. You are a pastor. You are, you know, functioning in the body of Christ. But you know that you need a rededication of your life. Things happen around your life, discouragements, God didn't answer your prayer, and He made you to derail out of the way of the Lord. Those two categories of people. I'm going to count 1 to 5. Please, for time's sake, For time's sake, wherever you are, leave your seat and run like there's fire on the mountain. Especially for those outside. One. Quickly, God bless you. God bless you. Don't fight it. Win that war tonight. There are so many people coming from outside. No matter how far, don't say it's too far. Make your way to Jesus. God bless you. One. Two. Keep coming, please. Don't stop. Don't let your friend, don't let anyone stop you. This is a destiny decision. You have seen the power of God. You have seen the grace of God. You know that He loves you. That He allowed you to come for Koinonia tonight. It's a sign that He loves you and He has great plans for you. Make your way to the front very quickly. While they come, keep coming, please. Stretch your hands towards this request and begin to pray in tongues, please, everybody. Pray in tongues first for the salvation. Forget about your prayer request. Please keep coming. You know you need to be out here. No matter how long it will take, please make your way to the front. No matter what you have done, Jesus loves you and He can give you a new beginning. So make your way to the front. Stretch your hands and let's pray on this request. All of you that are inside, just stretch your hands as a point of contact. Those outside, stretch your hands towards the screen and let's pray. Shegata pradagadabaladabash. Mam protokotopo shoto pradagadabaladabosh. Ragadabaradoko soto pradagadabaladabosh. Shekababakatabaladabash. Shekabarokotopoosh. Mante krotosko barabalash. Lord, we pray for every soul. Every soul, every soul, every soul, every soul, every soul, every soul in this place. Lord, save them. Some of them are not even Christians. Save them to the uttermost, young and old. We receive their salvation. Give them dreams, give them encounters. You died for them. They must not go to hell. You have great plans for them. They need to experience the love of Jesus. We intercede for their souls. We intercede for their souls. We intercede for their souls. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, save our fathers. Save our mothers. Save our brothers. Our classmates. Our colleagues in the office. In the name of Jesus, our families. No matter how far they are from the cross, bring them to meetings. Give them encounters. Holy Spirit, we permit your ministry in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now begin to pray over your request. Lay your hands over your request by faith and say, Lord, I turn it into a testimony. Go ahead and pray. I turn it into a testimony. I turn it into a testimony. I turn it into a testimony. Sheka baba rakoto proskobas. Father, give your people testimonies, breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, we bring this before your altar. Give your people manifold testimonies, manifold testimonies. Manifold testimonies. Manifold testimonies. Manifold testimonies. Manifold testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Manifold testimonies. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. We pray for every soul represented here. We release angels of salvation. Wherever they are, in the name that is above all names, we authorize these angels to hunt for their souls. They will know no peace till they find the cross. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release dreams. We release visions of Jesus. We release encounters with the Word. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere they turn to, they will hear the gospel. They will hear it in church. They will hear it in class. They will hear it everywhere. For those who have vowed that they will not give their life to Christ, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we place their stubbornness side by side with the blood of Jesus, and we declare that their souls must be saved. And not only saved, they will be saved, added to the church, and established in righteousness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for this request. Lord, right here are humanly speaking impossible situations. But Lord, as I walk upon them, they become testimonies. As I walk upon them, they become testimonies. And Lord, your people will stand to testify in the presence of everyone. Healings and miracles and breakthroughs and salvations and restorations. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, those of you who are making this decision for Jesus Christ, I love you from the depth of my heart, and I thank you for coming out to accept Jesus Christ. It's a very noble decision. Hallelujah. There's no need to feel as if you are going to hellfire. It's an exciting thing because it looks natural, but it is supernatural in every way. Lift your right hand and say this after me. I'm just guiding you, but it's the truth from your heart that really sets you free. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. Some of you, as you are praying, you will literally feel things leaving you as you are praying. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and I am the life. Say after me again, Lord Jesus, I believe in you and I love you with all my heart. I accept that I cannot help myself, and I ask you tonight, save me. Cleanse me in the name of Jesus. Everything in me that is not from you, I command to leave me right now. I declare that I have eternal life in my spirit. I'm a child of God. My goodness, I sense such heavy anointing of the Holy Spirit. Even just right here in the altar, right here, I'm sensing that there is such a strong anointing ministering to people. Ministering to people. Something is entering you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are getting born again, as you are getting born again, some of you are getting filled with the Holy Ghost instantly. Instantly, because I see the power of God coming on some of you. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, from today, I'm a child of God. The life of God is in me. I will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Keep your hands lifted. I pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. May you become mighty men and women of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. May God do great and mighty things in and through your life. I really pray for you from the depth of my heart. May you never go back to the systems of this world again. May the Holy Spirit guide you. May He instruct you and teach you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May you be established in righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. May God bless you. I'd like you to follow the lady waving her hands. She will have your details, and I promise that we'll send you a text and we'll follow you up. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Follow the lady very quickly. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please, everyone stand. Everyone stand. I want to speak over your life now, and please, I want you to pay attention. Those outside, this is when everybody gets to receive something mighty upon their lives. I believe in the power of prophecy. I believe in its ability to change the course of your life. Please, let's prepare the announcement quickly so that we can take it afterwards. We have seen in this house what God has done with prophecy. When Pastor Alpha came up here, he was admonishing us, and he told us, he said, you don't just believe in the Lord, but you believe in the prophets that He has put. This is not human worship. It's an election of grace. God sends men and anoints them with apostolic and prophetic mantles and graces. because he wants to use the words through them to step into your life and destiny. There will be radical change as I prophesy over your life. Lift your hands. Jesus. Inside and outside, lift your hands. The power of God is strong. I already feel like fire on my hands. I speak over your life a dimension of speed you have never seen. A dimension of speed you have never seen. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Inside and outside, let a mantle come on you for supernatural speed. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Every spiritual blindness, everything covering your eyes from accessing insight in the Word of God. You need insight. Your life is at the mercy of the spiritual insight you have. I'm praying for you. Like a veil torn from a man's eyes, I command that veil to be torn right now. I command that veil to be torn right now. I command that veil to be torn right now. I speak against the spirit of limitation. That force from hell. It allows you to move forward, but it will say you will not cross this border. In the name that is above all names, I come under this anointing this night. And I command, whatever limit you have seen in your life, I break it tonight. I break that limit tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every strange dream, every spiritual encounter of the night that is not orchestrated from heaven, every visitation of demons, they appear as animals, they appear as men, as women, they appear as all kinds of things. Seeing yourself in primary school wearing all kinds of things, I don't care what it is. In the name that is above all names, I command judgment upon those spirits now. I command judgment upon those spirits now. Every voice that calls you forth in your sleep and programs tragedy over your destiny. The Bible was not, it didn't leave us in darkness as to what happens when men sleep. I pray whatever calls you forth in your sleep and reprograms your destiny so that you wake up into tragedies, by the blood of Jesus, I attack those enchanters. I challenge their enchantments in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you prosperity like you have never seen, a dimension of wealth like you have never seen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I pray upon you the same way favor can come on a man like a mantle. You can carry it. You can know you are carrying. Help that guy, please. See, this will come on people seriously. This ministry has enjoyed a level of inexplainable favor. I'm praying for you. From that which has come upon this ministry, let it come upon your life right now. I release that favor in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive that favor. Receive that favor. Hallelujah. I pray for you. And Jabez was more honorable. Listen, honor is not just age. Honor is a mantle. God can is a distinguishing anointing that sets you apart. And men not only recognize your difference, but they celebrate it. I'm praying for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today, an unction comes upon you. A strange grace that makes men to celebrate who you are and what you carry.
believe me when I say this. I prayed for you inside and outside from the depth of my spirit. That mantle of honor, that distinguishing anointing, receive it in the name of Jesus. I pray for your families. Every project that has refused to be completed, I don't care what it is. The Bible says the hand of Zerubbabel that began this work, that same hand will complete it. I'm praying for you. Whatever has experienced stagnancy in your family, I supply spirit power and I command it to start moving forward. In the name of Jesus Christ, every uncompleted project, hear the word of the Lord tonight. I command you to be completed in the name of Jesus. I've said it again and again that the next level of your life is a destiny helper way. Listen. I have seen in my life and I have enjoyed the strange ministry of destiny helpers. Brothers and sisters, God does not need 20 people to change your life. One correct person can just step into your life. There was a man who some friends insisted he must be healed. They carried him and tore somebody zinc and brought him to. Those are not friends. They are destiny helpers. My God, in the name of Jesus, I don't know where they are, who must appear in your life between now and February, but in the name that is above all names, I speak to the north, I speak to the south, I speak to the east, I speak to the west. Destiny helpers, come forth now. Come forth now. Financial helpers, come forth now. Marital helpers, come forth now. Academic helpers, come forth now. Career helpers, come forth now. If there are no human beings to occupy that position, angels must appear in human bodies and perform that role. I pray for you. The Lord told us this year is a year of multiplied grace and influence. I want you to go back and meditate on it. You already see what is happening in the house. The house has entered another dimension, and everybody who cares has entered that dimension. I pray for you. I don't know what level of grace you have been functioning in, but I pray. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. In the name of Jesus, whatever dimension of grace you have seen, right now, I stand under this apostolic anointing. I multiply that grace upon your life. I multiply that grace. I multiply that healing power. I multiply that deliverance power. I multiply that grace for favor. I multiply that teaching anointing. I multiply your influence. Where you could not have gone by now, I pray by the wings of the Spirit, may you be carried to strange dimensions of influence. Where your business has not gotten to, where your certificate could not have entered, in the name of Jesus, I expand your spiritual borders and I compel influence in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you open your mouth to call for help, I force your words to enter the ears of an helper. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say it again, Koinonia, that if you dare open your mouth to cry for help, I declare, may that word not die till it enters the ears of your helper. I speak to the elements of creation. I compel them to come in alignment with your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, I use the earth as a point of contact. Every human being walks on the earth. I speak that anywhere the earth sees you, let it compel favor for you. Some of you may not understand what I'm doing. Just believe me.
Job said, for out of the earth comes bread. I command the bread that is buried for your destiny in the earth, I call it out in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know the desires of your heart, but I'm praying that between now and the next miracle service, that you will come and stand before the people of God and testify to the might of God. Everything that has brought tears out of your family, I judge it right now. Every career person, listen to me. We are forcing promotion this year. Don't say it cannot happen. You will fool yourself. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look, in the name that is above all names, the mystery of lifting, may it come upon your life. Every student here, your CGPA has ears, and I want to speak to it. In the name, you heard the testimony of that gentleman. He didn't even complete the testimony. He sent me the text. He was praying for 0.11, and that's exactly what he got, 0.11, and it brought him to 3.50. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, especially for those who are just starting 100 level. You will start with a mysterious GPA that will shock people. I pray for those who have tried and tried, but your academics is just hooking you. You have done all you know to do. I bail you out of it this night. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bail you out of it this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, I pray for you. I must pray for your spiritual life. Encounters that you have never had. Listen. You need encounters in your life. You need encounters. You hear people like Bishop Oyedepo mention encounters and what he transmitted in them. I pray. Strange encounters with the Spirit of God, with the Word of God, that will launch your destiny to another dimension. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Nothing dies in your hands. I say it again, nothing dies in your hands. Those who came from far, I prophesy to you, you left all and paid the price to come. Carry an unction that will shock all that know you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will go back to your campuses, you will go back to your job, you will go back to your homes with a mysterious anointing that will distinguish you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you by the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare that the miracles begin in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Give Jesus a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please keep standing. Just give me a minute or two and then we're done very quickly. Hallelujah. Let me make two very important announcements.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.